NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
That's right, it's time for the Long Player. And I was fortunate enough to have a great chat with Tamaki Makaurau soul artist Bailey Wiley before she kicks off her national tour in support of her brilliant self-titled EP, which was recently released. She'll be playing next Friday at Galatos in Auckland before making her way through Christchurch, Whanganui, Tauranga and Wellington. Got her into the studio and had a great yarn about the record and how it all came together.
Hi, my name is Bailey Wiley and I'm a singer / musician based in Auckland, New Zealand.
Baby, one more time, you got me breaking all the rules. I'm trying to read between the lines with you.
Here to talk about your self-titled EP, which you recently released.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. It's a beautiful record.
Thank you, darling.
Feel like it could stand up on a international scale. It's so beautifully produced.
Yes.
When you went into recording this album, because you did it at Red Bull Studios.
Yes, yeah.
What was your intention? What did you kind of visualize that you wanted to achieve or get out of it?
I think the thing with this project in particular was to really just trust the process and take positive risks. Yeah. That was like a running joke that we had in the studio. It would be like, is this a positive risk? Hell yeah.
So who were you bouncing that sort of discussion around with a lot of the time?
I primarily worked with Ben Lawson, who's the engineer at Red Bull Studio. Obviously, I had all my producer homies come in and feed into the sessions, which was amazing. But when it came to, you know, the crunch and making creative decisions, it would be me and Ben that were really making those calls together. And, yeah, he was great for that.
This is like your fourth release in 5 years or so?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
In terms of what you've put out so far, how do you see this? How does it stack up? Because it seems like you're going from strength to strength all the time.
I feel like, I don't know what I said about the other releases when I released them, but I do feel like this latest self-titled project is probably the purest form of my music to date. You know, it's really honest and it does take risks and it still stays true to my creative intent, which is dope. It's the purest form of music that I've made to date, which is dope, and it's true to me.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's not only a great showcase of your talent, but also the talent that we have in New Zealand and Auckland.
Yeah.
Because like you mentioned, you've got people who have come in to work with you on this record. The
yes.
first song is a perfect example, Down For You,
yes.
because it's a bit of an all-star track produced by Eno.
Yes.
And High Hoops.
Yes.
And we've got some beautiful keys from Milu as well. I love the addition of the keys.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Noah Slee
on the vocal.
Joins you as well.
Yeah.
How did this all come together?
Oh, this song, it is, you're right, it's a cool way to put it. It's like an all-star song. I wrote this song maybe like 2 years ago, and then I just kind of like put it to the side. It was one of those ones. And then when I was making this new record, I found it in like a random folder on my laptop, and I was like, yo, this is kind of dope. And I was like, maybe, you know, I can kind of give it a bit of time and see what happens. And so originally on the track it was just me and Eno, and we were just, you know, buzzing out in the studio one day. And then we were at Red Bull. We got Milu to pull up. She came through and laid some keys down. And then I ended up sending that new version of the song to Noah, who is based in Berlin. He is from New Zealand, originally from Tonga, but now he's in Berlin doing his thing. And I just said, oh, you know, maybe we should do a little duet thing, something a little bit cute. You know, I've got the song down for you. What do you think? And he was feeling it. He was like, okay, I see. And so he sent me back And it was just like liquid once he gets into the track. It's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
You know, and his vocal just like cuts through. It's like velvet, you know. And so I did feel like, you know, when you have moments like creative moments like that that happen on your record, it's like, yes, this song should be heard, you know. And so from there, I hit up High Hoops and I was like, yo, we're just missing that. That's something. And he actually bought the drums on that track. And then it was just a masterpiece. There's love for you. Capiche?
I want to connect with you. I want to be down for you. With you and only you. If you feel it. I wanna connect with you.
Perfect opener to the record too. Yeah. I think it sets the tone really beautifully.
Yeah, some people said to me, or maybe my partner, you know, he said to me, he was like, damn, you know, you're really starting off with Down For You like that, you know, because it's quite upbeat and stuff. And I was like, well, the first words are, I want to connect with you. I want to be down for you. I was like, how else would you want to enter, you know, an audience to enter your project and your creative field, you know?
Yeah,
like true. That's, you absolutely know, that's such a cool way to do it. And it's so honest and it's vulnerable and it's cute and, you know, so that's why I put Down For You first. It's kind of just going, yo, what up? I'm here.
Yeah. The next track is Zaddy. I feel like maybe we should explain what a Zaddy is for listeners who might not know.
So in my understanding, I mean, there might be other versions of Zaddy, you know, that's cool. But for me, Zaddy is the kind of guy that is, he's charming, he's good looking, he's probably, enchanting, charming, good looking, really well dressed, probably got a little bit of cash. And nice to look at.
He's a daddy with a bit of zing.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, a daddy with a bit of zing. That's the one.
I read that this song details the battle of the sexes at the start of a relationship, a sort of that sort of tug of war and that power struggle. What kind of sparked this off for you?
I think it's buzzy because I've seen some reviews and they've read that as well, and they're like, oh, we don't know if we got that from that song. But at the end of the day, that's my interpretation of you know, the song and, you know, that I wrote, you know. So it's kind of like, it's like, you know, when you're at the start of a relationship and there are things that you want to say to someone, but you just don't have the guts to say it. And in this song, that I actually wrote with Manu Walters, who was aka Dirty from Eno X 30.
Right.
Me and him teamed up to write this song. And in real life, you know, I'm not very like upfront and like sexy like that, you know. I'm much more of a chill vibe person. But this song is really special and really cool because it's kind of like I get to reveal another kind of version of myself, and you know, I've got to say the things to that person that I wouldn't have said in real life, you know. And so I think that's the joy of being an artist sometimes, is that even if you don't get to say it out loud to them, you say it out loud in the music.
Break me in, make me, either way.
I love also Sam Jones is on the saxophone and clarinet, yes. which opens the song there. Another just genius addition. Those little things that just add that little bit of magic.
I do feel like because, you know, my music, it is quite hip-hop electronic, I think it's really important to have those moments of live musicianship, and they're just weaved in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the way that we've mixed the project and the way that, you know, it's come out, every little detail, it's meant to be that way, you know what I mean? And so I think when there are moments like, you know, those horns and Zaddy, and they get to flourish, it's like, I don't know, it's like sugar on the ears, you know, like it's honey on the ears, is that what you call it?
Oh, something like that.
Yeah. But that's how it feels to me when I listen to it. So I hope that, you know, the audience gets to feel that too.
I think you're absolutely right. Weaved is a great word. Those horns definitely sort of weave in and out. But there is that space and clarity to hear each thing within the mix, which is really well done. And I always appreciate that, especially as a headphone listener. I think you're right in there as well.
You feel like you're part of it, you know, when you hear those horns come in and that it is, it's like, oh, okay, damn. You know? And that's what I wanted people to feel. So I'm glad that you feel that.
Yeah.
Me.
Between the Lines was produced by Smokey Got Beats of Swidit.
Yes.
I love this track. It's just that big bassy synth line and the little touches of percussion that make me feel like it's a bit of a throwback kind of sound as well.
It's interesting because when I originally wrote this song, I was with Saraya Lepred and Eno.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of started the rough idea and, you know, I loved the song so much, and I thought the thing that was so special to me about this song originally was that I had to, when I was writing it, I had to really step out of my comfort zone vocally. And I had to push myself because it's quite an acrobatic song. And then I like get to the studio, I'm like, damn, why do I have to go showing off like that? You know, like why I have to be singing like that? Because then I have to do it live and I have to teach myself how to do it. And, you know, and that was a thing, you know, but I think that was a conversation that I had, you know, with the writers, and I was like, okay, this is one of those positive risk moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just give it heaps, give it a go. And even now to this day, you know, when I'm performing it live, I am concentrating, you know, but that means that I care about it, you know, which is cool. So we wrote the song and I was feeling that way, you know, about the vocal, and I thought, oh, it's missing something, you know? And then I just hollered at Smokey and I was like, I got this melody, I got this track, I'm going to send you the a cappella and the reference of what we've done. Mm. I don't even know if I sent him the reference, I think I just sent him the a cappella and I was like, do your thing, but the creative license is all yours, you know what I mean? And then he sent me back this like throwback feeling and I was like, oh, this is what we were missing, you know? And even as a project as a whole, you know, I was like, because it is a very 90s R&B feel,
mm-hmm.
the whole album, you know, it was missing that little something. And he just did it. He nailed it. And he brought, I don't know, different colours to that song, and it needed that. So, amen, Smokey.
Baby, one more time you got me breaking all the rules I'm trying to reap it. Between the lines with you. Every time you say my name, I get that feeling. Every time you look at me, I wanna be near. Tell me what you're waiting for. You leave me always wanting more. I won't stop until you tell me to. The things that I would do to you. To me tell me what you're thinking. I'm more than just a one-night thing, let alone the weekend. So tell me what you're waiting for. You leave me always wanting more. Don't stop until I tell you to.
In terms of just going back a little bit to what you're saying about stretching yourself as a singer, what do you do to kind of exercise your voice and look after your voice?
I look after it. I get sleep. I quit smoking.
Good on you, girl.
Yeah, thank you. It was actually this song in particular that was one of the pushes that made me self-care more and look after my vocal, because at the end of the day, this vocal is probably one of my, I don't know, most valuable weapons that I can kind of offer as a human being, you know. So I kind of had to take a step back and look after it, and it was real, you know, like it was one of those moments, I think, and I kind of switched and I was like, well, how much do you want to be able to sing this song? Or how much do you want to be able to, share this song with people? And I had to kind of really go inwards to go outwards and self-care and look after it. And then we got Between the Lines.
Well done.
So that's some deep shit. But that's the truth.
Talking about sugar on the ears, we've got Sugar featuring Mellow Downs. I just love the way he kind of slides into this track a little. It reminds me of someone like Snoop Dogg, where he's just like, yeah, hey, you know, at first.
He's a smooth dude, that guy. You know, he's been such a good friend of mine, you know, personally and, you know, musically for maybe like 8 years or so now. And he was actually in the room when we started working on this song. He came to kind of like tautoko me in the studio because I hadn't really worked with SFT before. And so he was like, well, he's my homie, so I'll come with you and you guys can make the track. And I was like, yo, I appreciate that. And then, I don't know, things were just going so well with, you know, us creating this song. And I was like, you should just get on the track. I was like, you should be a part of it. I don't know if you've heard his song, The Anthem, that I'm on with him. But he looked at me and he was like, this is the new anthem. This is it. And I was like, yo, you reckon? You know? And so I do really enjoy working with Mello. He's a special, special dude.
I wasn't really that familiar with SFT as well. Can you tell us a little bit about
him? So SFT, I believe he's been in the game for a long time. And he's actually, do you know Rizwan?
Yes.
He's Rizwan's brother.
Right.
Yeah, so right, they are like, their family's like super creative and amazing. And I don't know, like I think he was releasing these dope beats that he was making on his machine, like with his fingers, and I was like watching him do it online. I was like, this guy's a freak, man. This is amazing. And I was like, I want to work with him. And cool. So that's how I kind of, you know, he kind of grabbed my attention in that. And we started, I worked with him. I went with Mello, and I actually had kind of, with Sugar, I had kind of pre-written parts of that song before I went to the studio. I kind of like to do that just so I know which way or which, you know, I'm navigating or how I'm trying to move within a song. And I actually wrote, the first part of Sugar, I wrote it to the Aaliyah bassline by Timbaland. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom. And I wrote it to that and when I was at work one day. And then I just, you know, I pulled up to SFT's and did the, damn, I've been thinking I need a break. And then he just weaved around my vocal. And that was why it was so dope to work with him, because it was just like a, this ain't no thing, you know. And he just, like, did it on the drums and, like figured it out with, like, his little, like, crazy little fingers. And did the thing. I was like, this guy's amazing, man.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Yo, that's, I love it. Yeah. He's such, yeah, such a special person, and like happy-go-lucky and chilled. It was a cool, creative environment.
I've been thinking I need a break.
And this time last night I tried
to do right by you and focus on my love, my touch.
Do right by
you. I've been thinking I need some time to get it right in my head. Rewind my shit, start making my own bed.
My friend.
To speak the truth, I'm adamant we will see this through.
Compromise what I like,
but my needs ain't met, sugar. Don't make me choose. Maybe you need some time, I could leave you, babe. If I ain't what you want, please excuse
my insecurity. Overwhelms me.
I'm an ordinary girl. Won't you step into my world?
What's going on? I got respect for you. I could put a bit of bling on the neck for you. If you hollered in the mirror on the dot like a decimal. Wait, let's keep it professional. Oh, you're in the mood and I wanna groove too. Yeah, we can celebrate every day like it's New Year's. Pour a little red wine, sipping on a few beers. Let's fly to London. I don't even know what to do there. Who cares? You know I'm hooked, but I'm fresh like a new pair. Know I got the sugar and the honey like poop, yeah. If you wanna parlay, I can partake. Not a heartbreak. Hit me on the celly, meet you halfway.
Step into my room.
Baby, won't you come home? Loving all the regular. I need your taste, baby. Confused,
just thought you wanted my
need better
heart.
Sugar, meet me in the middle, babe. Meet me halfway. Sugar, I can't wait.
that song is definitely filled with relatable content as well. I think the line, listen, I ain't a mind reader, speak the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, preach.
You know that when you're trying to break it down to someone and they're not quite getting it, but it's like, let your guard down, man. You know, tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
That was a crazy time when I wrote that song, but that's a very special song to me. Even now when I sing it, I still feel it, which is cool.
The next track on the EP is Afford This Love. I'm produced by Josh Fountain of Leisure.
Yes.
And Tom Scott has a co-writing credit on this one. Can you tell us a little bit about how this came together?
So this song was written maybe a few years ago as well, I think. And this song was actually the first time that I ever hooked up with Tom and wrote with him. And we were in this shitty little studio and we got a box of beer and we started writing this jam. And it was actually originally written, it was me, Tom Scott, and Dandruff Dickey. And so we kind of knuckled down and Tom helped me write this song. And I was actually coming out of a breakup at the time. And Tom in his personal life was like really happy, like in this like great place. He's like, yo, I need some drama. You know, like I need something to write about. You know, I was like, well, fuck, have I got something for you? You know? And we kind of like just broke down and sassed out and wrote this song, Afford This Love. And it was that thing again of I wasn't quite like super in love with like, you know, the whole song as a whole, you know. Mm. And so what I did is I recorded the song with Ben Lawson at Red Bull, and then I sent it to Josh Fountain just for a flavor, you know what I mean? I was like, we've got nothing to lose.
Mm.
Again, I love the vocal. I just don't know what it needs. And so I think a cool thing about this project in particular is that it's actually, in my mind, it's been okay to widen my scope and then ask other people for help if I feel like I can't get it right on my own, you know?
Those positive risks.
That's the one, babe. Back at that positive risk, hard. And so I just sent Josh Fountain the acapella. I didn't even send him a reference of the track. And he sent that back and I was like, that's a positive risk. Well done there, mate. You know, and that's how Afford This Love came about. And then, you know, we had like the gospel ending with the whoa, 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 yes, whoa, which is like, I really dig that part. We like layer upon layer with the vocal, and that's the kind of shit that it feels good.
Caught in between my blues and your green. You need to be seen, I need to be loved. I don't even want all that stuff. It's just what you think that I want. And just when you think that you got what you need, then it's gone. I just need to be heard. But you don't understand what a word is worth. You be talking that my money. You don't wanna spend no time with me. Ain't it but baby, you know talk is cheap. You can't afford this stuff. And I spend all of my time believing all of your lies. Thought I'd spend all of my life with you, but I couldn't afford to be crying no more, baby. I've been broke. And you think you rich, boy, but you all alone now. So fuck your deposit slip. You be talking that my money. You don't wanna spend no time with me. Ain't it funny? Now you wanna buy my company. You can't afford this stuff. You were never man enough for me. All you do is talk too much. But you ain't never talk to me. All you do is bore me, love.
I talk it up, but baby, you know talk is cheap. You can't afford this stuff. You can't afford this stuff. You can't afford this stuff. You don't listen to me, I am headstrong. Your pockets ain't deep and I can't afford to do this again. Been stacking my bills, I do this for me. You don't listen to me, I am headstrong. Your pockets ain't deep and I can't afford to do this again. Been stacking my bills, I do this for me.
EP closes out with Yours Truly, which, you know, you talked about starting the EP with a welcome kind of connection.
Yeah.
And this is the beautiful way to end it as well, an actual signing off.
Yeah, this song, it's like, this song is so special to me because I think with every project that I've made, it's been really important to me that I have one song that I'm selfish about. You know, like that one song that's just for me, even if other people connect with it, you know, that's beautiful and amazing that, you know, that song can resonate with them. But this song, it comes from a place when I was just in such a small place, you know. I even recorded this song and layered it up. I was like lying in bed when I was doing it. As in the dark place. No. But, you know, it's such a special song to me, and it still makes me emotional sometimes when I listen to it. And I think that that's really important to have those numbers that you create for yourself because it reminds you of a time and place. And I think that's therapeutic, and that's what music's about, you know? And it's really weird because I wrote the song in probably like half an hour, 45 minutes. But it was one of those things that just had to come out. And then once it came out, I was like, I feel a lot better. But yeah, I love the song. It's very special. And I wrote it to just, yeah, it was just keys. It was just a loop. And then I took it to Eno. And he gave me a little sugar on top. And then also Milo. She put some keys on the outro, and it really is, it's like the perfect outro for that time in my life that all of those songs represent. You know, this is kind of like the wrap-up song where I can kind of, I don't know, reflect and then go, it's all good, you got this. Wrap it up, roll out. That's what that is.
Goodbye. I'm
signing off. Goodbye. I love you. I know I don't, just can't find the words to let go. I love you. I know I don't, just can't find the words to let go.
That was Tamaki Makaurau soul artist Bailey Wiley talking about her new self-titled EP. I highly recommend you head over to Under the Radar and scoop up some tickets for her show at Galatos on Friday, the 12th of July. That's next Friday. It'll be a great opportunity to see her perform songs from that EP. And it's almost guaranteed there'll be a bucket load of special guests joining her on stage, given who contributed to making the album. The likes of Tom Scott, Soraya Lapred, Manu Walters, Eno, Josh Fountain, Smokey Got Beats, Mellow Downs, Noah Slee, etc., etc. If you're not listening from Auckland but you're down the line, she's also playing in Christchurch, Whanganui, Tauranga and Wellington. All the details are on Under the Radar.
That was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.